Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parent in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parenting Hell with...
Can you say Rob Beckett? And Josh Widdicombe.
There we go.
Rod Giddleworm, was that?
Rod Giddleworm.
He sounds like a character in League of Gentlemen. Rod Giddleworm.
Hi, guys. Love the podcast. Because of all the free content, I've bought both your books. I'm putting that into every email now, Rob, even though they haven't said it.
It's just like free PR. Thank you very much for buying both our books.
Cheers. Thank you for buying both our books. Listen from day one. I look forward to it each week. Thank you both for giving us a laugh in this shitstorm. Hence why I've bought your books. Our kids are the same age as Izzy, so can relate. This is our two-year-old Amelia doing her best for you.
Oh, thanks, Amelia.
Ellis James is fuming about the accusation that he listens to his own podcast and laughs.
Yes, that was an accusation levelled at him by his wife. Partner, is he? Mother of his children.
Better half, should we say?
Oh, the old ball and chain, the old indoors. Mr. Saddlecap. I just made that one up.
Mr. Saddlecap? Let's get that in usage.
That's what they sound hen do's about their husbands, isn't it?
What, Mr. Saddlecap?
Mr. Saddlecap at home. Old misery guts.
Misery guts.
That's what my mum and aunties would say about their husbands. Yeah. Old misery guts. Misery guts or silly bollocks. Or that old fucker.
Misery guts is quite a nice one after all, isn't it? It turns out that's actually the kindest.
Misery guts, that's the one. Oh, Josh.
Lord, you sound like you're full of the joys of spring.
I am full of the joys of spring. I've had a fat old coffee and I've had a busy week, but I've managed to survive it. I've been busy work-wise, parenting-wise, and socially-wise.
Oh, my word. And threat.
Oh, I went to the boxing last night, and I've not been to the boxing in 18 months, Josh.
Right. What boxing was it?
It's Fight Camp. So it's normally it's all at the O2, isn't it? And York Hall and places like that, or stadiums for Anthony Joshua. But they've done this new thing called Fight Camp, which is Matrim, which are like the big boxing promoters.
Eddie Hearn.
Yeah, who's been on here, and Barry Hearn. Basically, Barry Hearn's house was so big that he bought another house and turned his old house into an office. And it's got a garden that's so big, they actually set up like a mini arena in it. And they've been doing Fight Camp at the HQ of their company in the garden. So it was only 250 guests. And it was like a VIP special package type thing. And it was quite expensive for a ticket. But it was amazing because I was probably like 6 feet away from the fighters, and wherever you were like well close. You could
feel
hear
the
everything.
Spit and blood, right?
Yeah, you could. It was mesmerizing to see people in that environment. Normally there's like 10,000 people. But the thing was, it was quite scary because everyone there is a boxing fan, and boxing fans that have got a bit of money. I've never seen so many hard people in my life. It was like a gangster's wedding. And on top of that, there was a man with a mullet and a Burberry short sleeve shirt.
Oh, wow.
I've never seen a man wear a short sleeve shirt unless he's driving a coach.
No, maybe a short sleeve holiday shirt, Rob, like a kind of
Hawaiian. Yeah, but this was a bit business. It had pockets on the front. Oh. And I think, Josh, it's the
Did
first...
Did you go alone, Rob?
No, I went with my mate, Danny. Mate and agent. Mate first, agent second, and until it comes to something business-wise.
Until he gets you a bad deal on
And then it switches again for a few. Yeah. No, so we went together and it was like, and it was so, I've never been anywhere where there wasn't one stiff neck. It was wall to wall loose neck. Honestly, even the organizers are normally stiff. But it was Barry Earn and Eddie Earn, the loose class of generals.
Do you know what annoys me about this event?
What's that?
So they've got a, they've put an arena or a boxing ring with 250 guests and presumably like facilities in their garden.
Yes.
Literally half an hour before organising this podcast, I was trying to get the measurements of some soft play to see whether we could fit it in our garden. All I want's a little soft play for a party, and I'm thinking we might need to do this in the park.
You've got to move out. Essex, they're in Essex. They're outside.
I don't want to move out to Essex, Rob, so that I can fit a boxing ring in my garden.
Yes, that's exactly what I want to do. That's the difference between me and you, mate. I want to move out somewhere where I can fit a boxing ring in my garden. But yeah, no, so I'm very excited because I went to that, and also I've been doing some really fun parenting with the girls. I took them to Pizza Express, and this was funny. They have hummus with the little, you know, the hummus.
Not my first rodeo.
Not your first PE. No, it doesn't really work, does it, with Pizza Express? You just think of PE, don't you?
Yeah.
Shorten it. Anyway, they brought out the garlic butter instead of the hummus for the kids and their dough balls. And my little one got a spoon. I didn't look. I didn't see. She literally spooned in a whole massive teaspoon full of garlic butter, right? And she screamed like she'd been attacked. And everyone looked around. And then she went, "Tastes like poison." Oh, so amazing. Funny. But then we were outside and it started raining. So then I was trying to move. It was just me with the two kids. Move me, two kids, and like pizza plates inside. And then the little one was adamant she wanted to carry her cup of juice. Obviously spilled it all over her. Yeah. Dropped it on the floor. All went up her. Went over another bloke sat next to us. And in the end, I had to take her skirt off. So she just sat in Pizza Express eating a brownie in her knickers and a T-shirt.
What a week, Rob. What a week.
And I went out with the school dads.
Oh, yeah.
Right, listen to this.
Talk me through this.
Okay, right. So we meet at South East London pub, right? And the thing is, they're all very nice and like quite middle class, the parents. They're lovely lads.
Worried they're listening?
Not worried at all, actually, because basically this, you'll find out why. Basically, they're all very polite middle class. I'm the oik of the group. Yeah.
None of them were in Eddie Hearn's garden last night, were they?
Mate, the necks were pretty stiff until old Bobby B turned up, ordering on the app. The app, and pubs, apps, by the way. I did a round for about 15 people, right? And it's when you're a bit drunk and you do a round, you don't mind it. At the end, you get a shock, don't you? And they go, it's this much. And you're like, oh, God, blimey. But you're at a bar, you're sort of, you know.
You're press ganged in.
You're press ganged in. You're sort of peer pressured in. You're, don't worry, I'll get this. And then you sort of cry in the toilet after.
Yeah.
But when you're going through the app, you see how much everything costs.
Oh, God, you've got an itemised bill.
You start hating certain people for their drink choice.
So what were you still drinking?
So to be fair, there was like, you know, beer, a few like crafty ales, a bit of neck oil, that kind of thing. It weren't 15 Moretti's, which is what I'm used to. So we're doing all that. But then at the end, you order it all on an app and then it goes, tip the bar staff. I've just spent 15 minutes scrolling using my data, my phone, my charge. And now I've got a tip. I don't want to be tight, but they've not done anything apart from make the drinks.
Yeah, I mean, I
sort of think, come on, that's a bit cheeky. You know, I've done after work. Can I split the tip? I've taken the order and put it through on the system.
You could tip yourself, Rob, and then it's tax deductible as well.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so you went for drinks. And it was,
I mean, I think I agree with you more or less in theory. It's a bit rich to worry about using your own charge on the phone.
Okay, you know when you add you add a few things in and my data's still on all that.
Yeah, you must be on unlimited data. If you're not, Rob, fucking sort yourself out, mate. You're doing all right.
I'll be honest with you. I was on their Wi-Fi, so actually online again. but so it was all because we've never really met. And I think what I've realised is when your kids start school, you do have to spend a lot of time with these people.
Yeah.
It's inevitable, like with after school clubs and all different things, and you go and watch their shows. So, you know, and I wanted to make sure that I was knew everyone, but I turned up a bit late because I was doing a gig. So I got there at 8 and they're all really nice, but everyone was, it was quite calm. And then I got just a bit pissed. And then what was really funny was there was a proper geezers over in the corner.
Yeah.
And because it's a bit where I live, it's quite nice. And you've got like commutery people there, but there's also self-made builders that are louder than me. And then one of them went, "Oi, Beckett, come over here. I want you to see my mate's teeth." And I was like across the whole pub. I went, no, but I'll come on, Beckett, you can't. like that. And then, so we'll have to bleep that. So now I've got these guys that work in finance going, what is going on here? And then I go, no, and then what you have to do in that situation, I go, no, you come over here. Because if I go over there, I'm their bitch all night.
Right.
So I always stand my ground and go, nah, come over here if you want to say hello or have a photo. Anyway, so he come over. Mate, this bloke was about 7 foot. His hands were bigger on my head. And he was like, Alfie, fucker, come here. And like, and he was like, come over here. I was like, no, I'm not going over there. And it, I knew it wasn't aggressive or turning into a fire, because that's just how blokes from Southie's under talk. You go, nah, fuck off. You fuck off. And if they still call you the C word, that can be really complimentary.
Yeah, of course. You tell yourself that.
So... So this is going on. And in the
end, you get a lot of compliments in the street, don't you?
Lou compliments me most mornings. Always send it, I'm bloody getting this big head. Stop it. When I'm driving as well, the compliments I get all the time. They're waving at me, calling me the C word. But, you know, it can be complimentary. So yeah. I know this is fine.
It's all about tone.
It's all about tone. I know. I've dealt with these kind of builders before. I know this is sweet as a nut.
They've ripped you off before.
He's called me. He's complimented me loads of times, this guy. Anyway, so he goes back. But all the other lads thought I was about to have a fight. So it got quite tense. And I was like, no, that could be quite complimentary, saying that to someone. And then basically, I got too drunk and got carried away. And then I started calling all them the C word.
Oh,
by going, stop your chatting and drink your drink. So I started treating it a bit like a stag do, and I got overexcited. Then shots
came
out.
What time in the evening's this, Rob?
This is 8 to 11, right? And then shots came out. And then one of the geezers was talking about binge drinking and saying he don't drink much, but when he does, he's like a binge drinker. But then it worked out that he had like 2 Guinness in 4 hours. And then, so he was called Mike, so he was calling Mike the Binge. And there was another bloke called Mike, so we just got calling him Mike the Minge. When I say we, me. So I've got way overexcited and out of control. And then they've all started doing shots. So they've all got into it, right? So then another couple of them were getting all shots in, so I was all having shots. And then the bloke who we gave him a bit of banter for not drinking that much did a shot, then squeezed lime in his eye, and then sniffed a line of salt.
What?
I know, he just went mental. And it was great. And then in the end, six of us, there was about 15 or 20 when we started, six of us ended up at another bloke's house till 2 in the morning getting battered.
No.
I came home steaming, Josh.
Amazing.
And also, the thing was, it was for the good of my child's education.
Of course, Rob. Of course you're bonding.
It's the new golf. So it was amazing.
I've got to ask.
Yeah.
Have you seen them at the school gates since and had a kind of...
No, because it's summer holidays, but the WhatsApp group's been flying.
Right, so it's not going to be awkward at the school gates.
No, but I because it had been very official, the WhatsApp group. It was quite corporate.
Yeah.
And then just before the drinks, I text, what are we doing, lads? We just on beer, or shall I get some gear in for a laugh?
Bloody hell, that's a gamble, Rob.
It is a gamble, isn't it?
That's a joke and a half, isn't it?
And then I text, obviously only joking, for the record, so fast after. so fast. Like, to the point it actually wasn't worth doing the joke. It was too quick.
Oh, there's nothing worse than an only joking that when you bottle it straight away on a WhatsApp group.
Immediate panic. But I was so worried that someone was going to put an order in and it get really awkward. Like, if someone was serious, do you know what I mean? But anyway, it was great. So there was, and it's really, I think as well, I was so relieved that they were all really nice lads.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, we've got 15 years potentially. What someone did suggest, should we go bowling next time? And I went, I ain't going bowling. But like, it was a bit rude actually. I felt bad. I went, I ain't going bowling. I went, we've got 15 years of this. Let's just be honest. Honesty will get us through this. There's no fucking way I'm going bowling, lads. If you want to go, go. I ain't going. But I think that's the best way, isn't it, Josh?
Yeah, I think that's fine. I think you've
otherwise,
got to be,
I'm at bowling.
Be straight with people, Rob.
Be straight with people.
What's your problem with bowling?
Squeeze some lime in your eye. That was funny. He just went mental.
So he had a tequila shot, presumably, and they brought out the lime and the salt. And
he just went, it was quality. I just thought that's the kind of energy you want in this group.
That's like being in a rugby team, Rob.
It is a bit like that. But the thing is, the mums went out the week before, and it was really civilised.
Yeah, of course it was.
Yeah, so but it was fun. I would think I was just really relieved that they were really nice, because I was worried that I was like, you know, God, imagine if it's like people you don't get on with and you've just got to pretend. I mean, they might all be on another WhatsApp group going, we cannot go out with Rob again.
No.
So maybe almost I'm the bad egg.
He complimented all of us too much.
But I think what I've learned
from... go bowling. they're actually going bowling. Should we just go bowling every time? That's a way of him not coming. They've all got their own shoes.
Oh, no. They're all chatting about them, showing each other their bowling gloves before I arrived. I've absolutely killed the vibe off.
Let's just do this normal one in the pub and then we can get back to our bowling club, right, guys?
If I've learned anything from going to the football at Wembley is that if you're the worst drunk, then no one can annoy you because you're annoying everyone else.
Yeah, maybe, but it feels awful the next day if it hasn't blown up on Instagram, Rob.
Was it worth it?
But no, was it worth it?
It was really good fun, but yeah, we all got
that's good.
Away. So that was good.
Yeah,
that was good.
So you had a very positive week as a parent.
I had a really positive week. And then, yeah, we had really a lot of fun. And now they're 5 and 3. They are just fun to go out with for the day, like at the park, because they can just manage it. You're not behind that stage where you're just so scared of them falling off something.
Yeah,
it's horrific.
Cannot wait until 2024.
Oh, this is the problem in our house, though. It's all, so I don't want to come on here and be all full of the joys of spring.
But I think it's too late for that.
The sleep situation in our house, basically, because of the heat wave, they was going to bed so late. On Friday, when I was trying to watch Love Island, they went to bed at 10:30, Josh.
Unbelievable.
They are going to bed at 10:00.
Why are they going to bed at 10:30?
They've got no
on
respect
Friday,
for
it wasn't even that hot.
No, exactly. But they've just got into this sleep pattern now.
Oh, my God.
Where they
word.
Go to bed about 9:30, and then wake up at 7 or 8 in the morning.
What time did they used to wake up?
5:30, 6:00.
Oh, is it a pay? Is it worth it?
This is the thing.
Wrong?
This
is
the
worth
thing.
It?
I know, that's what I'm saying. For me, it is, because I've been out working in the evenings a lot. But for Lou, I don't know if it is.
I don't. Do you know what?
She went out Friday night, by the way. I'm not going out. Lou's going out as well.
You're not just one of those, you know, those kind of pisshead dads that doesn't give a shit.
I'm a pisshead dad, but I care as well.
Exactly, Rob. You're both pissheads. You're both pissheads.
We're both old drunks. They get up, make their own breakfast. Do you know what I mean?
I think of all the times, though, Rob. I mean, this is just my taste.
Yeah.
But I would prefer to have I like the early mornings during the Olympics, Rob. It's genuinely taking what I took one for the team on Saturday up at 10:50, and I had an absolutely phenomenal time.
Well, I'm okay with mornings now. I'm much better with mornings since the old Panny D, when I've not been working evenings as much.
Yeah.
I've been doing work in progress shows to get ready for my tour at 6:30 p.m. Right in the evening,
you don't need to do them, Rob.
It's the perfect time for comedy, Josh. I'm home or in the pub by 8 p.m. That's the dream.
In the pub.
Now everyone's WFH. Everyone's working from home.
All right.
Why do we need to start at 8 p.m.?
What the fuck? I thought that's what you were saying.
No, everyone's. Well, people are going back to the office, but I think 8 p.m. might be too late for a gig. Is there a market for an earlier start time now? Everyone's flexi working.
Well, I've always thought I'd love a Sunday lunchtime one rather than evening, because loads of people would go to that.
Yeah.
I don't need to move into the marketing comedy club gigs. That's not my world.
No.
But were I to do that, a Sunday lunchtime gig, I've got a bit of an issue with gigs, actually, Rob, before I get on to my...
Oh, what's happening?
So you know my normal... So my tour resumes on September the 9th.
Yeah.
Due to the other work I'm doing...
Yeah.
I have...
Other work sounds like you're doing something illegal.
Yes, Rob. When you put a call in it, I would have been the one delivering it. No.
Old Lime Eye's up for it. Can you drop some round?
Due to the other work.
Lime Eye actually listens to this. Big
Does
shout
he?
Out to Mike.
Shout out to Lime Eye. It's good for him, actually, because he can't see for 3 days after.
That's why he's on a podcast.
But I am...
Yeah, I don't watch YouTube. It's all a bit green, I find. It's all the screen's green. sorry.
Yeah, so, because I'm doing other work, i.e. non-live, i.e. TV.
Yeah. i.e., okay, FYI, yeah, BTW.
Yeah, exactly.
Live play.
I've done 3 gigs since 2019.
I'm going to tell you now, Josh, that's not enough.
No, it's not enough. Yeah. I've got 1 gig next Thursday.
Yeah, and then the tour.
And then I'm back on tour, which is a month later. And get this, the tour... Well, I was going to say not my doing, but it is my doing.
Yeah.
I didn't realise what I was putting in.
Yeah, what have you done?
The tour is the day after a wedding in Oxfordshire.
Oh.
So I was like, I'll just get the car back from Oxfordshire. Also, so I'll be hammered. I've got Zoe Ball that morning as well.
So you're going to a wedding, driving home that night, or
being driven home that night?
Being driven, you got a cab home. So, oh god, that's a long old cab though. Drunk.
Oh yeah, it's fine. I'll get my 1 hour sleep that I'm looking for.
And then you're on Zobo half seven, probs.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, yeah. And then in person these days. So
yeah, oh,
you have to
in person.
Go into town.
Yep. Yeah, so you'll be getting picked up about 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So you've probably finished a wedding about midnight, back home 2 a.m, pick up 6 a.m. for Zoe Ball, on Zoe Ball for live for half an hour.
Oh, it's the Friday one, so you're there for the whole thing,
Oh,
Rob.
God, you're there for 2 hours and you've got to listen to, you know, someone like the Blossoms do a cover. And then, then you've got to go back home. Where's the gig in the evening?
Dunstable.
Dunstable.
Not Dunstable. That place in beginning with D in Dudley.
Near Birmingham.
Near Birmingham.
Oh, so you've got to go home to East London, then you've got to drive up to Birmingham.
Yeah, with a new tour manager I've never met.
That's all good.
Yeah.
If you know him, you can go, can I have a kip? But if you don't, you've got to be polite, or they'll hate you for 6 months. If you don't talk the whole way and be nice, they're going to hate you for 6 months.
Yeah. Turn up at the gig and then do an 80-minute show that I've not done once because all of my gigs have been 20 to 30 minutes. And by all of my gigs, I mean 4 gigs.
This is good. Actually, I think this is the best PR you've ever done for your I'm tempted to get a minibus to Dudley from South East London. I'll get us all up there, all the lads, old Lime Eye. We'll go for it big time. Oh, this is going to be great. What I can suggest is I've been doing working warm-up gigs to get, remind yourself how to do it.
Yeah.
This gig in Soho, Josh, but you can book it. I did like a 3:30 show on a Saturday. And a Sunday, and you can just do it in the middle of the day, and people come, and it's that kind of
Paralympics, Rob, not competing. I've got the Paralympics.
Are you suggesting people won't go and watch?
No, I'm suggesting entertainment every day. I'm working day and night for 2 weeks in the build up to the tour.
Oh, yeah, you're fucked. Trying to see the positives, mate. But tell you what, if you live stream Dudley, I think there's the most money you'll ever earn. You won't have to do the other day. Like that, you should get a camera crew following you from the wedding. Like, get them to meet you at midnight and just follow your day.
Oh my god, it's going to be brutal.
You'll be all right, mate. You're funny. Have you got tour support?
Yeah, but I don't know who's doing it for that one because I've got various people doing it.
All right, okay.
I can tell you because they are going to have to do some heavy lifting.
They'll G up the crowd. Oh, mate, if you're going to the Dudley show, I'm so jealous. You have got the best ticket of the tour, I'd say.
Yeah.
You don't want to see Josh smashing it, do you? Look, Josh, what I'd say is the energy of a crowd, right, they will lift you up and you will, once you'll get that energy, you'll get that from the crowd, it will charge you up. And when you're on stage, it just comes back to you. You remember it all. It's muscle memory. You'll smash the gig. But I'm telling you now, as soon as you've come off stage and that adrenaline drops, it's the worst you'll ever feel in your life.
Yeah, of course.
But on stage and for the audience, they'll love you. It's the tears of a clown.
And do you think they're going to mind that there's some printed out sheets on a music stand?
I'd hide them behind the speaker.
Okay. You.
Are we giving away too much?
No.
Right. Well, last time I did Zoe Ball, Liam Gallagher had the lyrics to Rock and Roll Star on a screen. And if he's allowed that,
this
after
is
20
radio.
Years. What's that?
Yeah. I mean, that is weak, isn't it?
let's just slam Liam Gallagher for no reason. Come on.
Yeah. For no reason. Oh my god, I've got something the next day as well. I've just checked.
What are you doing the next day?
I'm doing a rehearsal for this Paralympics homecoming show that we're doing, the Channel 4 are doing.
You can't work your body like this. You'll be in the Paralympics next time if you keep going at this rate. How's parenting been? We've not got onto your parenting.
So
sleeping, acid reflux. Talk to me.
So yeah. Great news.
Yeah.
He's really coming through the acid reflux. Thank you all the recommendations to people who've emailed in and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But last night, he did 7:30 till midnight.
Whoa.
And then fed and then did till 6 a.m.
No way. That is the dream, isn't it? 12:30 is such a great time.
He's turned his form around. Like, you know when like... a team just completely gets one win and then it's suddenly going.
Like when Harry Kane scored against Germany.
Yeah,
scrappy
exactly.
Goal.
He just got his he's
got
a different baby.
He's got his confidence back.
Exactly. The confidence he's going into nights now.
He's in charge of the reflux now. He's the acid.
So he's doing that. We had a bit of a hiccup, right? No, he's been doing that for about a
good
week,
pun.
Right? Yeah. So me and Rose, 12 weeks, we decided, it was 12 weeks on Tuesday.
Yeah.
We went out for dinner.
Right? Ooh, first date night?
First date night.
How was it?
Now, consider what I that you ended
still
up...
like each other?
Just about. I put a ban on talking about children.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Because but not slagging off other people's. That's a real...
No.
That
our own children. You could talk about any other children. Yeah, we weren't having a discussion about, like, books, and she brought up Matilda, and I said I refuse to talk about the main character.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
strange example for me to use.
But, really weird. Really
yeah,
weird.
I was but, you just know. Trying to think of a child. We weren't discussing Home Alone, and I would only talk about the burglars. That's yeah, bad.
As right, you would, because, anyway. You know, a man at date nights, Lou just goes, bloody hell, Home Alone was good, wasn't it? Remember that?
Yeah, I thought once Macaulay Culkin left, the franchise didn't work. But anyway, I'm going to have the pizza. But she... So we went on the date night.
Yep.
And
did she have to express for the baby, or was there a formula?
Yeah. She's expressing. She was expressing.
Okay.
So
did she have to go and release halfway through in the toilet?
No. And that I'll tell you why, Rob.
Did you?
Tables. Well, I had to. You did send me an interesting article about a comedian.
A bit of industry gossip, which you can't read on a date.
Which I did read over three pisses, three separate pisses in the evening.
Every piss,
the moment I was out of sight. Let's read another four paragraphs of this. But I'll be honest with you. The moment I said, I'm going to the toilet, I'd say Rose's phone was out of her bag before I'd even got out of the chair.
Oh,
you know what it's like. So that's what it's like these days. Anyway, we got there at 8:30, Rob.
Yeah.
By 9:55, we were flagging so badly.
Yeah.
We'd had... two drinks each, and I said the word, I wish I was in bed. 9:55. We'd been there an hour 25 minutes. Got in the cab, and that cab journey was like, I might just go to sleep in the cab now. It's gone 10. Genuinely, the worst, most pathetic return to form.
But if it makes you feel better, this happened to us as well.
Yeah.
When we had our first start, we went for this Turkish place, which was like a 5-minute drive from us. And I was driving anyway because I didn't want to drink. So the babysitter came at 7:30, and then we sort of like helping the babysitter get him into bed a little bit, just going, we're going now, say hello. So they weren't shocked, he was downstairs. We left at 8, right? We went there, sat down, not very busy. They served the food, I'd say, within about 7 minutes, right? We've eaten the food, right? We've had it. We're at 8:30. We're done. Right? So, do you want a drink or anything? Nah. Do you want ice cream? No. And then we went, okay, should we go for a walk, right? We're in Bromley High Street. We got out onto the street. We went, what the fuck are we? There's nowhere to... It's not like on holiday where there's nowhere to walk. Yeah. Right? Nowhere to walk. So we got back in the car at 8:45. We've been out of the house 45 minutes. We've eaten.
It's impossible.
So Lou went... I went, should we just drive around the streets? Because then we started going, we can't go back with the babysitter. It's not worth the babysitter's while. We've not been out long enough.
In the end,
Lou went, oh, just go home and just give her 2 hours' money. We won't know. 9 o'clock, back indoors in our house.
It's impossible, Rob.
It's not. It's what happened to me.
No, I don't mean it's impossible. I mean, it's impossible for us to... It's impossible to string these things out when you haven't got it in you.
Yeah.
You know, like when a... like a marathon runner, they have to start at like 2 miles or whatever, don't they?
It's too... We weren't enjoying it. All we wanted to do was go to sleep.
Yeah, that's exactly how we felt on the way home. I was like, I cannot imagine what it... Oh, I just cannot wait to be in bed.
Yeah, well,
like, on the way there, we were like, we should probably go to the pub after this. I mean, you know, I reckon we've been given the, you know, the... Babysitter said, you can go as late as you want. I reckon just have the meal.
You've got the keys to the sea.
Yeah, because also we were walking along the street and we were saying stuff like, so great to see London open again, isn't it? Let's take advantage of it. All this kind of crap. Oh,
look, the hustle, the bustle. Look at everyone.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, yeah, this is what life's about. This is what I've missed. 9:55, one pizza, and I'm absolutely done for.
I don't know if I'm getting old, but if I have a pizza and 2 pints, I've got to take out 3 days for the next week. I'm just like that massive belly. I'm pathetic.
Yeah. It's exhausting.
Maybe it's just a new parent thing. So for anyone else who's got first night out after baby stories like this,
because
I think everyone does it because you don't really want to go out. You just want to recover.
Yes. So... on that night, I made it. So I had 2 days work cancelled, Rob. So that gave me 2 days free in August. And I thought, I'm not going to be professional and put in a gig. So what I did was...
There is an argument that the more gaps you have between shows, the fresher you are and the better it is.
Rob, I'm going to be so hungry for those laughs, Rob.
Exactly. You won't be burnt out.
No, there's no way I'll be burnt out. There's no way I'll be bored of the show, is there?
4 gigs in 2 years?
Yeah, 4 gigs in 2 years. I will be fresh as a daisy.
You can't get much fresher than Josh Willicombe, 4 gigs, 2 years.
Tell you who I feel sorry for, Rob.
Yeah, who's that?
Let me just click on it. Let me just find someone who I feel sorry for. Tell you who I feel sorry for. The people of Grimsby, who are going to have a show... Well, I've done it like 30 or 40 times. Poor bastards. I'll be doing that off the top of my head, absolutely relaxed. They're not going to have the night of the people in Dudley, are they?
No, seeing someone that's, you know, absolutely firing on all cylinders that knows the show and is well prepared.
Good luck to that. I mean, if you want to return your Grimsby tickets because you're worried it's going to be too slick, then I wouldn't blame you.
It'd be like slicker than a buttered otter on stage, mate. You want to get down to Dudley? Swap your tickets.
If you enjoy seeing the creative process, Dudley's your place.
If you enjoy seeing behind the magician's curtain,
if you enjoy seeing a man having a breakdown, then go to Dudley.
If you want to see nuts and bolts and paper, he's your guy.
Exactly.
You'll be fine, Josh. You're an excellent comedian and you know how to do it. You've done your apprenticeship. You know how to do comedy. I actually do think it's better to be fresh and excited about the gig rather than the other way of doing too much stuff.
Totally. Gentlemen. Now, Rob, another exciting thing that happened. I'm organising a birthday, not birthday, because it was her birthday in October. We couldn't do that due to lockdown. So we're having a summer party.
Oh, that's exciting. That's what we did. I think it's the right way.
Yeah. So I think we're... So I tell you what, put it on the nursery WhatsApp group.
Oh, yeah.
That is a tense experience.
Oh, okay. So what's your message? Talk at the moment, it's all just like, oh, what do they need? Forest school stuff or PE stuff?
Oh, no, no, no. Well, it was like, we're doing this.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Read
you the message. Well, first, I texted one of the other dads. Oh, and I said...
Private message.
Well, yeah, just a WhatsApp.
Slid into his DMs.
I sent him a WhatsApp.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's just a text message.
Yeah, it's just a text message.
Just trying to put some colour and sexiness into it.
Sorry, I slid into his DMs.
Yeah, I fucked
him. And I said, do you think 2 weeks' notice on this is a mistake? Do you think anyone, is this worth putting on the group or is this going to be a disaster?
It's too short notice. Is that what you're saying?
I was worried.
You're worried, Josh.
So then I put it on at 9:19 a.m.
Good time.
So I said, we're going to have a party on August the 14th. So far, we've got no details, but hope you can make it.
Terrible message.
Well, there's more to it.
You've got no details. I've lost faith in this event.
Rob, people aren't coming for the details. They all know what it's going to involve.
Right. Yeah, but details are key. Details are king. What is it on the 19th? What, morning? 14th. Afternoon? 14th? Morning, afternoon?
They're all about 2 p.m, Rob. I've been to these events.
Yeah, I think you've got to chuck in afternoon. You've got to give them some. You've got to give the people something, Josh. You can't say no details.
What are you coming for the details?
Quite standoffish.
No.
You don't care. It's 2 weeks away. Get some details.
What? 2 weeks away? That's loads of time. I haven't got any details to give out, Rob. I can't make up some details.
Fair enough, yeah. That is why you say no. It's not like you're keeping them back.
I'm not doing a slow release campaign.
Like a Kanye West listening concert.
Exactly.
You'll be you wandering around your garden with a red mask on and a big red Gap coat.
Look, you're all allowed to come to my house and I'll play you the details, but you can't record it and you can't take down any notes, okay? And then you can get away with the details.
And my divorced wife will be there looking sad in the crowd, okay? So 14th, no details. What's the feedback? I need details. I'm a details guy.
No one said I need details.
You're too loose. This is so loose, this
nursery. Of course it's loose, Rob. It's a children's party. It's not bloody Trooping of the Colour, is it?
That's the stiffest example of it. What even is Trooping of the Colour?
I'm not totally sure. It's something with horses and the royals. 18 minutes of total silence, Rob.
Oh, nothing.
Nothing. Oh. I'd say that is the longest 18 minutes of my life.
Really?
Okay. Followed
yep.
by someone saying they can come, and that person being the dad I'd already texted in DM.
Oh, first of all, great, he's got your back. Secondly,
yeah.
80 minutes, bruv. you know this message is coming.
Well, I texted him the night before, to be fair. The night before.
He might have been on a Teams meeting or something.
And then luckily he opened the floodgates. 4 positives off the bat.
Oh, well, not lateral flows, just want to come.
The want to come.
They slapped you with a 10-day isolation. Sorry, mate. I've been pinged. Bloody pingdemic. The pingdemic's a great excuse to get out of anything, isn't it?
Oh, I love it, Rob. Although it does mean that you then can't go anywhere for 10 days in case you bump into the people that you've given the pingdemic excuse to.
Glitch in the system, actually. Yeah, just change. So 4 people positives for the 14th.
4 people, 5 people.
5.
Then a string of negatives. Fair enough.
Fair enough. It's short notice.
Short notice.
Everyone's away in August. I'm falling apart. I've stopped exercising. My eating's all over the place. The summer kills you. People need routine, Josh.
People need routine. So anyway, I'm doing it. It's going ahead. 14th of August. As things stand, Rob.
Yep.
No details. Tomorrow.
Yep.
I'm doing, I'm going to...
Details, huh?
Soft play.
Yep.
Entertainer.
Entertainer's key.
Pinata. The big three.
Lovely. So what timings are you going for?
2 p.m.
With how long? You need an end time.
Open-ended. Open-ended. No, it's in the park. No. It's in the park, Rob.
No. Oh, you couldn't get it in your garden, the soft play?
Well...
You're going to have soft play in the park.
I think we can do it. I think we can do it in the garden.
What if other kids just to join in?
Rob.
This is dangerous.
Rob.
This is deadly.
There's a lot of stiff neck. This isn't Southeast London.
It's Victoria Park, mate. You're only fucking 2 conversations away from either drugs or getting beaten up. You nearly got beaten up for trying to work out in this park.
That is true.
What'll happen is there'll be an hard bloke with his 3 kids that will just join in on the soft play. And none of you lot will say anything.
No, of course we
You'll
won't.
Send like Elsa over to tell him off.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I will probably just all make up, so I'll just walk away, and then I'll have to... I won't even get to return the soft play to the rental because I'll be too scared, and then I'll have to pay an exorbitant fee. But there
You'll
we go.
You'll just take it home. You know, you've bought it for him.
Yeah.
So you're going to be in the park, open-ended, 2-2, but then you can just go home. I suppose open-ended's fine.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. I would go 2-5 and say we're going to... Plan the soft play for the first hour, entertainer 3-4, and then food 4-5 or something like that.
Maybe, Rob. I've just got a looser neck than you, mate.
Look, all I'm saying is sometimes you've got to engage the stiffy if you want control. If you're not engaging
That's
the stiff...
That's how we got into this bloody mess, isn't it? Hey! Lot of fun. Lot of fun.
Engaging the stiffy if you want control. Stick that on no context. that's exciting. Now, what entertainer are you going for?
Well, I don't know because I haven't got any details yet. I've got a couple of companies that I've been recommended.
I know an Elsa.
Yeah, I think I might go Elsa.
The only thing is with the Elsa, she does drive herself in just like a Ford dressed as Elsa. And my child was convinced she was going to come on an ice horse. And
right.
She just saw a car and she just said, Elsa... Why have you got a car? And then Elsa, to her credit, said, I've parked the horse around the corner.
Nice. How did that work?
Do think, though, well, I don't know if you park a horse. Hitch.
No. Yeah.
You hitch a horse. That did sort of work. But then there were like older girls going, it's not actually really Elsa. And I was like, look, you're 5. Life's fucking hard. Just pretend to care and believe. You're 5. You can't give up hope now. It is Elsa.
Well, I don't think any of these kids are clever enough to realise it's not Elsa. That's the positive.
Yes.
They're all 3 or 4. Not clever. Okay. Clever's the wrong word. Old. Sorry.
Yeah. Old enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
3 or 4. They'll be fine. But that sounds great, though. I think open-ended in a park, I let you off. But I do think sometimes...
Open-ended in your house could be. That's dangerous. That's a dangerous game.
So we had drop-off, no parents, drop them off at 2, come and get them at 5. However, they're much older. You can't do that yet at that age.
How much alcohol were you getting, Rob? Oh, no, there was no parents.
So you drop them off, boom, we have them for 3 hours. You come at 5, see you later, bang. And we had some grandparents there to help with numbers. And I just sort of counted heads every 20 minutes and it was all right.
Yeah. See, I'm kind of looking at it as a bit of a chance to chill out and pass the children on to an Elsa.
We have got a good Elsa if you need an Elsa, though.
Oh, well, give me the number, Rob. Not on here. I don't want the competition for people phoning her.
Yeah, exactly. Someone will just troll you, Booker, all day on the 14th.
Yeah. So have you got an email? Do you want some emails, Rob?
Oh, yes. I've got some really good Instagram ones. Okay, I'm going to send you this.
Okay.
I'm going to send you this, Josh. You're going to absolutely love this. We'll definitely be able to put this on the group. We haven't put many photos on the group recently. Not the group, the Instagram.
We'll put it
on Instagram. But you know, we're talking about keeping umbilical cords.
Oh, no.
Babies, umbilical cords and teeth and all that.
I've been Instagrammed this, Rob.
Okay. I'm going to send this to you, and then I'm going to read it out. Here it is. I'll keep it anonymous. Listening to the episodes about umbilical cords, etc. We bought a house and on moving day, a few bits had been left behind we weren't expecting. Not the end of the world, but to find the umbilical cord of the previous owner's daughter kitchen drawer was a bit shocking, to say the least. They also hadn't lived in the house for a few good months, but they had come to empty the property, so they surely knew they were leaving it there.
Oh, my God.
Would you have contacted them? Because
no.
The photo is a completely empty drawer with it in the drawer. Yeah. So you would have... They've cleared that drawer out, so they've seen it. They've left it. They've taken it. It's not like they've left it in a pile of other things.
Oh, my God. So, no, it's not like there's like some sellotape and a Sharpie. Do you know what I mean? That is a clear drawer,
exactly.
For that.
So do you think that they, one, were like, didn't want to touch it or didn't want to throw it away? So sort of
I didn't remember what it was. Like, was someone else clearing it out?
Yeah, but you just chuck that in the bin, wouldn't you?
You just chuck it in the bin, wouldn't you?
It's awful.
It's haunting.
It's like
a crime scene. If you'd got there and you weren't a parent, if I'd seen that 6 years ago,
yeah,
I wouldn't have realised what that was. Do you know what I mean?
I'd be like, what? It looks like a little clip you use when you're putting a crisp in the drawer.
Someone's done something with a packet that's gone, like someone's...
Beef jerky on it.
Yeah, attached a bit of beef jerky to a crocodile clip. That's what it looks like.
It's beef, crocodile clip, beef jerky. That's exactly what it looks like, John.
Yeah, that's exactly what I presume it was. That is awful.
Absolutely dreadful. Awful,
but do go on our Instagram to have a look.
And judge. And just maybe if anyone's got any theories of why they left it or what the story is there.
Yeah, what's going on there?
What are they, these sick bastards doing?
Is it like spread some ashes in a garden or something? Are they like, we want the umbilical cord to remain
bury
in the
it
house
then, bury it. Don't leave it in the fucking knife and fork drawer. Disgusted. Right, let's do this email and then do business shout-outs, Joshua.
Okay. Hi, guys. Thanks for all the free content. As such, I've bought your books.
Someone did moan about adverts the other day. I'm like, bruv, it's free. Don't whinge, yeah?
Oh, come on.
Let us have adverts, for fuck's sake.
Throw us a bone here.
Throw us a bone, will you, brother?
I've got absolutely no work coming in the next month. On a recent episode, you talked about stories of leaving children behind accidentally, so I wanted to share a similar story of my own. Whilst on the way back from holiday a few years ago, my husband and I made the decision to stay overnight in a hotel at the airport before the early morning flight back the following day. The idea of a 3 a.m. wake up for a 7 a.m. flight back to the UK with a small boy was too much to bear. Cut to 1 a.m. and the baby is awake and crying. No. So my husband does the honourable thing of taking her for a walk. To try and settle her down while I grab a little more sleep. Exhausted from a particularly bumpy week of time difference affected night feeds, I soon fall fast asleep and wait for my husband to return. I wake up in a haze, feeling like I've slept for hours. With no sign of my husband, assume I must have had an intense nap. I check the time. It's 8:30 a.m. I jump up in... The flight was at 7. I jump up in a mad panic. No husband, no baby. Flight missed. I'm delirious with worry and confusion. I call my husband's phone to get to the bottom of this disaster. On the side, I hear a vibration. It's his phone on the dresser. I call reception for help. No sign of him. I run around the hotel and restaurant, frantically asking strangers at the buffet if they've seen my baby and husband. By now, I'm in a state of utter panic.
Oh, my God.
They're nowhere to be seen, and every awful scenario is racing through my mind. After breaking down in tears at the situation, surrounded by hotel staff, down the corridor walks my husband, baby in arms, security guard by his side, looking both embarrassed and terrified. Turns out, in an effort to get the baby to sleep, he'd accidentally gone through a series of fire doors through a corridor that ended up in him getting stuck in the service hallway with no way to open the security doors at either end.
This is amazing. So he's been there all night.
Yeah, after shouting for help for what he described as hours with no luck. Except to aggravate the baby, which he then silently soothed back to sleep before the shout for help baby cry soon cycles started. He eventually fell asleep, exhausted, sat up against a wall with the baby in his arms. His subsequent cries for help in the morning were only heard when security began to check the hotel. So without doubt, one of the worst warnings of my life. We now never leave anywhere without a militant check that we both have our phone.
And they missed the flight and he slept in a hallway.
Yeah.
And she's had a full
she's
8 hours.
Great sleep. She's had a great sleep.
How fast do you think that man gave her the kid?
Oh my God.
Just take that kid.
What would your mental health be like, your mental state be like, when you realised you were stuck in that hallway?
Oh my God, that is horrific.
What if the baby got hungry?
Oh God, I bet you tried to latch on in a sort of tired haze. God. Just try, there might be milk in there, that's all I've got. we've got to give it a go. I woke up in Glasgow once and my flight was at 8:30 and I woke up at 8 a.m, right?
Yeah.
And I looked at my phone and I was at a hotel like right opposite the airport.
Yeah.
So I just chucked everything in my bag and ran out of the hotel and got to the hotel like 5 minutes past eight, right? Obviously I've like, missed the flight and I went, oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing. Can I get on the next one? She went, nah, you'll make it. I went, what? She went, you'll make it. Just, yeah. I went, yeah, but it says gate closed. But nah, you'll make it. I was like, what? So I ran for it. I got battered the night before, right? And I'm like, I'm you know, you're hot, sweating already with hangover. And I've got a bag, I've got all my coats on, and I'm running through the airport at like as fast as I possibly can, right? And it's like quite a far run. I get there, right, at 8:28. Well, I've run and it's so far, and I've had to go through security and all that. And the bloke goes, yeah, right, mate, yeah, come on. And I'm like, why am I the only one stressed? Right? And I get on the plane, right, with my bag, and I sit down, right, and there is sweat dripping off my nose. And you know when your throat's so dry from being hungover? Yeah. I couldn't speak. What? Because there was no moisture in my throat, none. And then I had a drink of water, right, and I was like, you kept making that noise, like, and I was like, and I was sitting there just like, I couldn't, and I was like, right, and as I'm doing like that, right, as I'm doing that, another about eight people just wander on leisurely. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? What's going on? What is this secret get on a plane late thing I don't know about? And then I was calmed down and everyone got on. And I sat there, right? And then they went, sorry about the delay. We're going to be taking off about 10 minutes, about 8:45, 15 minute delay just due to air traffic control. And I remember going, oh, for fuck's sake. I went, how on earth could I possibly be annoyed? I've been awake 45 minutes and I'm on the plane. It was awful. And then just coupled with other people just sauntering on.
My God.
It's horrible. That feeling when you wake up and you miss a flight. It's the worst.
Oh my God. That's genuinely
horrifying. But being in a hallway, these poor couple missing their flight. With a baby.
I can't imagine anything worse. I genuinely can't imagine anything worse.
That's got to be the worst travelling with a kid story, really, hasn't it? That's got
to be. Yeah, that's got to take a biscuit.
Poor bloke. You know it's bad. He couldn't even bring himself to write the email. That's not. Exactly. You know when a story's so bad, it can't be your story to tell. You need a bit of separation.
Right.
Small business shout-outs?
Yeah.
I've enjoyed this episode, Josh.
Yeah, it's been a great episode,
hasn't it? Right, here we go. What we got? Here we go. Hi, Rob and Josh. I would love to nominate my little business for a mention. I'm a balloon artist. My business is called Above and Beyond Balloons. This could be good for you, Josh, for your party.
Yeah.
Okay. I have 10 years experience and entertain with balloon twisting at parties and events throughout lockdown. Made special twisted pieces for those lockdown celebrations. Please give me a little mention as it means the world, as I was one of those people not eligible for government help. Oh, that's a shame. Sorry to hear that, mate. So I soldiered on. Thanks, guys. You're the best. Thoroughly enjoyed every podcast from the beginning. You brought laughter to the bleakest of days. Okay, so this guy, no name here, but Above Balloons is the name of the company. So at Above Balloons on Instagram, or you can go to www.above-balloon-party-event. No, I'm joking. He's gone, www.aboveballoons.com. That's a very simple website. You know that flat pack geezer? Yeah. He changed his Instagram account name. Yeah, and he's done Tap to Build. Good on him.
Yeah, good
So Above Balloons, if you want any balloons for parties, kids' parties or events, go to Above Balloons. Oh, it's Sally Povey. Oh, there she is. Oh, they're great. I've just had a look on Instagram. She's put a flower in a balloon, Josh. Oh, these are amazing. These are actually really good, to be fair.
Are they London-based?
It shows our research. I don't even check before we give the shout-out. That's why such great guys, Josh. Yeah, they're great. Where do they service? My creative, crazy world of balloon art, award-winning artist, fully insured. I did not think insurance for a balloon would be an issue, but it's covered. Isla Sheppey Kent. So I reckon Sheerness. I reckon she does East London.
Well, let's see how I get on with Elsa, but that's definitely on the list.
They look brilliant.
That's great.
Well done, Sally. Keep soldiering on without the government help. And your balloons are excellent. Oh, there's a great Minnie Mouse one. These are really good, to be fair.
Do you know what, Rob? I'm just going to say that Chestnut Books have been back in touch with us. Well, Instagram me and said, "Hi, Josh. Just wanted to send a message to thank you and Rob for giving my small business a shout out on your podcast. So many people have got in touch as a result, and it's made such a difference."
Oh, brilliant.
Thank you to our listeners for getting in touch. I'm so grateful. Yada, yada, yada. Thank you, June. it was just nice stuff, and I thought no one wants us.
You don't want to hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, though. We get a lot of messages about that and people that have felt like it's helped and they've enjoyed it and mental health and stuff like that. We can't respond to all of them, but we do get them, and it makes it really lovely to see those messages. Yeah. So thank you very much for getting in contact
with that. We'll be back on Friday, won't we?
I've just sent you these balloons. I thought it was... I think Sally used to do balloon entertainment, and she still does. But also, these are like, if you've got someone's big birthday, this is a golfer out of balloons, and it's absolutely incredible.
Superb.
She's brilliant. Anyway, so above balloons, check
there
it out, and the Chestnut Books.
There we go.
See you on Friday, Josh, for another interview.
See you on Friday.
Thank you very much. Cheers, guys. Bye.
Bye.